So Target Spot in 2010, the reason I start with this is this was the first trial where in spraying, this was headline, went out one time. This is the first trial we had where we could actually see strong differences. When we went in there and rated, we saw significant differences in the amount of Target Spot where we sprayed that one time, where we didn't. And I don't show this slide, but we did have a significant increase in yield as well, and that was 60 pounds of lint. At the time, that was all we had, and it wasn't really convincing. The genesis for this story is one of my colleagues who shall remain nameless, but I heard him give a talk in the recent past, and he said that he had looked at all of the data from multiple state trials, and he'd come up with a figure that in 80% of the time when you sprayed for hard lock, there was no yield response. And when I look at Austin's paper that just came there, I would say that probably follows some of that trend. And the question becomes, if 80% of the time when my colleague, who shall remain nameless, says that he is not going to recommend his grower spray for hardlock, then what are we doing in Alabama and Georgia? Because I recommend it very strongly. And so this paper is to go back and revisit some of the data from 2016, 17, and 18 that we haven't presented, and to look at that and see, really, do our recommendations stand? If you talk to my colleague who grows peanuts or works with peanuts in Oklahoma, and he talks about peanut leaf spot, versus what we talk about in Georgia, we spray 7 to 8 to 9 times for leaf spot on peanut. If you take the conditions in Oklahoma, they have the same disease, but the necessity to spray is at most 2 times, if they need to spray. And so I really think that if we try to fit, as we try to fit the recommendations across a broad region, because cotton is growing in a lot of areas, we can see that some recommendations are more regional and perspective. To bring that home, if you look at the title, speaking of titles, Hillary, if you look at the title that's in the program, it talks about chemigation. And I've dropped that from this because if you cannot grow cotton, if you cannot grow good cotton, if you cannot manage Stemphylium leaf spot, if you cannot manage nematodes, if you cannot manage Hurricane Michaels, then Target Spot doesn't matter. Target Spot matters if you can grow strong, good cotton. If you cannot manage those in a drought year without irrigation, Target Spot's the least of your problems. And so chemigation is not here simply because with root knot nematodes and the hurricane that made a storm track right through where that plots are, the yields really don't matter. So that sets it up. Foliar diseases on cotton, you probably had this ad nauseum now, but we, up until about 2005, really in 2008, we knew we had foliar diseases. They were incidental. We didn't treat for them. Areolic mildew, you've heard about this as well. We used to think we'd get this every year. It helped us with defoliation. Over the past couple years, you've heard the story already. We are concerned about it, not overly concerned about it, but if a grower thinks it's a problem, it's a problem. Okay? Target Spot, you've had this. This is from 2009. You know this now. Cordyceps percassicola is our pathogen. You know the symptoms. From Stemphylium leaf spot, potassium deficiency defoliates from the top of the plant down. Target Spot defoliates from the bottom of the plant up. There is no shortage. We can argue on whether growers need to spray or not, but in the past few years, the companies have brought an arsenal of fungicides to us. We have no shortage of things that can be sprayed legally, and that doesn't always matter in Georgia, but we can now spray them legally as far as what we want to use. And for today's presentation, I'll focus a lot on what Austin was talking about. Preaxor is our standout product now that's labeled. I have some data on Elatus and some Top Guard and some other ones, but those are fungicides that are not only labeled but can be used. Preaxor, without any controversy, I think we could say if you're going to spray for Target Spot, Preaxor currently is our best fungicide for Target Spot. I say through a glass darkly, there's still a lot we don't know about this disease. We know that disease severity defoliation. We know that we can control the disease to some degree using fungicides. We can make more leaves. The yield increases have been inconsistent. I think you've seen that in Austin's data. Depending upon the year, depending upon the conditions, we don't always see a yield increase. And even our most aggressive fungicide programs, even with his 8 ounces of Preaxor plus a pint of Bravo, which is certainly nothing we would ever recommend, you still get disease. It has to do with timing. It has to do with coverage. So we're looking at what are best timing, what are best fungicides, what's the resistance. You've had a great talk on that. Best recommendations is what I do. What can I do to make better recommendations? This study was conducted between 2016 and 2018. That red area is our hardest hit areas, as Austin alluded to, southwest Georgia, southeast Alabama. And you'll see the gold stars, the yellow stars. One is Stripling Irrigation Research Park. The other one is Attapulgus Research and Education Center. Those are areas the University of Georgia has that we have our most consistent and some of our most severe target spot. We wanted to provide further information. We wanted to compare efficacy of one versus two applications of some of these fungicides, primarily Preaxor. And this is a partial component of a much larger regional study of target spot across the cotton belt. This is some of our Georgia contributions. Small plot trials, 40 feet in length, two rows wide with unsprayed borders on either side. Sprayed with a leaf spider sprayer, 15 gallons per acre. We were putting out 4 ounces per acre of Preaxor, which is pyraclosorbate plus fluxapyroxad. We were trying the new BAS75302, which is pyraclostrobin, fluxapyroxad, and that triazole fungicide that you can see there, a new fungus product they're going to bring out, Top Guard and Elatus, and you can see we took defoliation ratings and rating throughout the season. 2016, our study in Camilla, first and third week of blooms without doing more scouting. That tends to be our recommendation as early as the first week of bloom, certainly by the third week of bloom if we're going to spray. We got two rating dates. The first in yellow is the 23rd of August and the 12th of September. And you can see both for the Preaxor and for the Elatus, as we go from untreated to two applications, we are significantly reducing the amount of disease, but the disease continues to climb regardless of fungicide program. When we look at yields in this study, no statistical difference here, but what we see is application response from untreated to a single application of Preaxor, a double application of Preaxor, a single application of Elatus, a double application of Elatus. We see that as we continue to add fungicide with good timing, we continue to see an increase. 2017 trial at Camilla, the irrigation park. Again, we have in yellow as our first rating. Here we're trying several rates of this new product, three-way mix from BASF, adding on to their success with Headline and with Preaxor. We can see the Preaxor, different rates of the BAS75302 at 8, 12, and 15 ounces, and compare that to Preaxor at 4 fluid ounces, is two applications of each. And we see that the BAS75302 with its third mode of action is at least as good as would be the Preaxor. And as Austin mentioned, both of these products are better than the Top Guard, which is a triazole fungicide by itself. When we look at yields, again, there are increases in yield, numeric only, but not statistically significant. But you can see that our top yield here, seed cotton, was Preaxor, two applications at 4 fluid ounces. A third study at Attapulgus that year, and this is a year where we didn't have much target spot. And this is a great example of if you don't have the disease, spraying for it doesn't make yield. You know, you can only protect what the potential is there. The untreated had 21% as we went in late in the season. Everything else was not much difference. And not surprisingly, when we look at yields, some of them didn't even make numerically to what the untreated did. So if we don't have disease, it does not pay to spray. In this trial, it was overrun primarily by a disease called Stemphylium. Without good nutrient management, with another disease in there, we don't close the canopy. Without closing the canopy, we do not create the conditions or the yield potential for where a target spot fungicide would work. Another study in 2018. This would have been a great study if it hadn't been for the hurricane, but you can see the different levels of BAS75302, the Preaxor at 4 fluid ounces, second from the right. You can see that it is the Preaxor and the new fungicide 75302. They are about equal in the amount of defoliation that you can expect. The Top Guard isn't quite. We were not able to harvest. We did harvest this. The harvest went through the hurricane, and we saw really no yield advantage. Most of it was from the damage. Last four trials I want to talk about together. These are components of a wider Cotton Incorporated funded trial to look at the effect of planting or the effect of variety, the effect of the use of growth regulators, and the effect of fungicides. And because there was no interaction, I have combined these across the varieties and across the use of growth regulators. We have Attapulgus in 2017, Camilla in 2017, Attapulgus in 2018, and Camilla in 2017. And what we can see in each of these is a significant reduction in target spot measured by defoliation where we use the Preaxor fungicide, regardless of the other regimes, regardless of variety. Not much difference between one and two applications here. It chokes me up just thinking about it. Not much difference between the two, but certainly significant. Okay. When we look at the second defoliation rating, and we only had one at Camilla in 2018, so I've got Adipolg 17, a second and a third. We continue to see that trend. 2018, we continue to see the trend. And Camilla, we continue to see the trend. Okay. So if our goal was to keep leaves on the plant, we can do that very well. We can do that. But nobody buys leaves. They buy lint. When we look at the yield for these trials, I'm going to go with Camilla in 2017 and Camilla in 2018. You see a significant stepwise increase in yield where we use the fungicides. If you look at Adipolgus in 2017, it has the exact same trend, close to being significant, but wasn't quite. We can see the same trend that's there. If we look at this a little bit further, someone showed one of these trials earlier. If I take all these data from 2016 and from 2017, 2018, and look at the yields that come out of them, this is what I come up with. The orange bars, that's the yield made seed, that's converted from seed cotton. I estimated 38 to 40% turnout, okay? 62-cent cotton is what we're going to use here. And this is in one application of Preaxor. The fungicide plus the application is about $18. One application or two applications Preaxor would be twice that. Okay? In 2 years, in two trials rather, you can see we lost 104 and 25.9 pounds of lint where we sprayed Preaxor twice. One of these was after the hurricane. One of these was in a trial where we had very little disease to begin with. The orange bars, that's the single application. That's the amount of lint we saw above the untreated. And the yellow bars to the right, those are the amount of lint we saw above the untreated where we used two applications. Okay? Not always statistically significant, but the trend there, if we don't have a hurricane and we have strong growing conditions, we make yield. Now, the bottom line, that's the value of a single application, that's the bar at 62-cent cotton. $13 for 4 ounces of Preaxor and $5 for an application. That's how much lint we have to make in the orange bars to pay for the application. And every time we made yield there with the orange, you can see we were well above that minimum. The bar on top of it, that's the amount of cotton above that we would need to make to be profitable with two applications. And so, between 2016 and 2018 in Georgia, with the conditions we have, with the pressure from target spot, if we don't have hurricanes, if we manage our fertility and don't have Stemphylium leaf spot, we made money, if you can accept the numbers, each time we sprayed a single or a double application. Okay? That doesn't happen in every test all the time. But certainly with the conditions we have, this is why we're aggressive in recommending for growers who have yield potential, want to protect between 150 and 200 pounds of lint, that's what we work with. Okay? This basically summarizes what I just said. Okay? We don't always see yield, but if we have strong growing conditions, strong cotton, the disease is present early on, it pays for us to spray the fungicide. Okay? With that, I'll stop and ask if you have any questions for me.
Questions?
Okay, thank you very much.